It's possible that resonance inside this could alter the consciousness of those within and explain.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Inspiration and knowledge. You can only feel inaudible sound.
Resonance is the...
That shows us the resonant frequency.
So by moving the air, it's created this reaction that continues.
That's right.
Of course, you can't even hear it, but it's there.
What is a heaven? What happens there? Is it just a reel of happy memories playing forever? Everyone has their own...
This? What is this? Where am I? I can't remember.
Thank you.
Seasons are changing and times are dark. We have gathered here to join forces. Together as one, we are strong. Together as one, we will fight. Together, we will conquer the night. Seasons are changing and times are dark. We have gathered here to join forces. Together as one, we are strong. Together as one, we will fight. Together, we will conquer the night.
Gotta let go and let it happen, because if you don't, you're going to be constantly trying.
time I step my foot on the ground, I ground just shook. Let's not beat around the bush. Even my B-sides throw him off like how he do it. Some say I'm a great influence. I don't know about that, but I did do the best I could. You think that you'll know me good? You think that you'll know me? I always advance. Say I fail, you know I stand. Raising the bar, I gotta expand. Top of the charts, I'm setting them pin. Shoot for the stars, they fall in my head. Stick to my guns, I don't even flinch. Ain't got a choice, no way to prevent it. Just who I am and now I'm good.
Now, this is what's interesting. Cow. Such a memorable character that you remember. So somebody was asking me last night, you know, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I remember seeing these videos and, but, you know, when the student is ready, all right, pay attention.
Our entire system was built around the Treaty of Tordesillas, a legal document produced by that corrupt Borgia Pope in the 1500s, which gave ownership of the Americas to the Kingdom of Spain and ownership of the rest of the world to the Kingdom of Portugal. Essentially like a line drawn down the middle of the Atlantic.
All right, this is the person right here, Francis Borgia. The Borgia dynasty, and everybody asked me, well, why don't we just, you know, say it? I mean, you got nobody understands how deep, dark, long, and insane this is.
Saint Francis Borgia. Francis is an example that no matter what our family is like, God's grace can touch us and accomplish what is seemingly impossible, making us saints. Francis Borgia lived in the 16th century and served in the court of his cousin, the Emperor Charles V. He was married and had 8 children. When his cousin's wife, the Empress Isabella, died unexpectedly in 1539, he escorted her body to Granada for burial. At one point, the coffin was opened as a formality prior to her burial, and Francis, standing nearby, saw the face of the young and beautiful queen disfigured almost beyond recognition. He was so shaken that he declared, "Never again will I serve a master who can die on me." This conversion led him to lead a more simple and prayerful life. In time, after the death of his wife and after arranging marriages for his children, he resigned his noble title and joined the Society of Jesus. Here's something he wrote in a letter when he was their general superior. "If the earth is dried up, flower and then the fruit dry up as well. In the same way, when our souls are dry in prayer and spiritual exercises, it follows that the flower and fruit of the Spirit dry up straight away. For the soul, which spends too little time in the meditation, will conceive only a tepid desire to suffer, and will easily fall victim to impatience.
Continuing.
Insane.
This is the original demarcation line for the bull known as Inter Caetera. I'll now show you a video.
The Treaty of Tordesillas, two European countries, Spain and Portugal. Well, back then, there wasn't a Supreme Court for international disputes. If two countries had a problem with each other, they typically went to the church for help. So the original papal decision will draw a line through the Atlantic Ocean, claiming that everything west will go to Spanish control, and anything to the east is left to Portuguese control. So they meet in the city of Tordesillas in the Iberian Peninsula, and they come up with a new agreement. They move the line of demarcation farther west, and anything west of this line is open for Spanish control, colonization, and exploration. And that is the Treaty of Tordesillas.
So the DIA needed a seated president and a bloodline descendant of, say, House Aragon, maybe? To defeat and destroy the royal death racket.
And that is the current king, and the son of the prior king has been dethroned. This is huge.
Once and for all. Since the royal death racket consolidated much of its military power in the United States, which it controlled, they would need to see a president who was aware of the mission, strong enough to endure the onslaught he would endure, and smart enough to protect the Spanish bloodline descendant to the throne long enough for the royal claim to be unwound. Enter Donald Trump, a TV star businessman with a lifetime of experience pushing through obstacles like government corruption and organized crime to become a billionaire, and a lifetime of experience being relentlessly attacked by the media. Ideal candidate for the goal line stand of the millennium in 2016. Now, there are many haters out there that like to tease us QAnoners over Trump's supposed A7D game of chess. What those haters don't yet realize is that this, my friends, is more like a 10 billion D game of chess, not an 87D one.
You know the only energy those brain cells can take on is the same energy it's sending off. The only energy those brain cells can take on is a like energy to that which you're sending off. You focus on the negatives in another person, what kind of energy do you think they're taking on? What kind of a vibration do you think you're in? It might be a wise idea to focus on the good aspects of even the worst situation.
Oh my God, what's up?
I love it.
God, what's up?
I love it.
Born into war, my home. They took me, trained me. I started questioning into the darkness.
Ground just shook, let's not beat around the bush. Even my B-side storm off like how she do it. Some say I'm a great influence, I don't know about that, but I did do the best I could. You think that you'll know me good? You think that you'll know me? I fail, you know I stay. Raising the bar, I gotta expand. Top of the charts, I'm bring my offering, I will not preach. Awaken my demons, you can hear that man screaming. I'm no different than the priest.